Shvel Be'ezah Hashem, we learned Daf Mem Aleph of Masechtas Gittin. Some of the topics we learned about include Eved She'asoi Rabbi Apoiteki La'acherim V'shecheroi. A person who placed a lien on his Eved and told his creditor, if I do not pay up, you can take my Eved. But then the Eved was freed. And there are two explanations to the Mishnah whether the first or second owner freed the Eved. Hekdesh Chametz V'shecher Mafkin Midei Shibud. A lien upon property is based on its owner. Although in a monetary transfer of ownership, the lien remains attached to it, but a change in bialus based on iser, such as hektish, chometz, v'shichur, supersedes the shibud. The lien cannot remain attached to it, because the original bialum does not own it anymore. Included are certain forms of hektish, chometz that was owned on Pesach and became aser bahana, and shichur, freeing a slave. Apoiteki. There are two forms of apoiteki. One is referred to as a paytiki stam, in which the borrower said, "Im loy paraticha gava mizu." If I don't pay up, you may collect the debt from this field, but he did not exclude his other assets. In this case, gava mishan chasam, the sada is not considered as belonging to the bachayv, and if it is damaged, he can collect from other properties. Similarly, the borrower may sell this field because the lender can collect from other properties. The other one is referred to as a paytiki mefurish, in which the borrower said, "Lo yehi lacha parayin ele mizu." You may collect your debt only from this field. In this case, in the gevim mishan nechasim, the sada is considered belonging to the lender, and if it gets damaged, he cannot collect from other properties, and therefore the borrower may not sell this field. The machlekes is regarding an apoiteki of ksubis isha, whether gevim mishan nechasim or not. The machlekes is regarding hamashachar chatzi avdoi, if a person frees only half his eved. Rebbe holds the Eved does become partially free, while the Chacham hold that the Eved does not become free at all.